to Absolutely Intercultural in Portugal. My name's Anne Fox, and let's start with a mass wedding in Lisbon.
There is a traditional wedding with many people, and the girls are named the brides from San Antonio, and they are there.
Aha, okay. That's a community wedding.
It's not a real wedding.
Yes,
it is a real wedding. So
for
late.
Many people, yes.
So late.
Yeah. Yes, and all of them are the brides of San Antonio.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Are they already married or going to be?
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. They look as though they're already married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Already, yeah. Not very personal, is it, if you do it in a crowd? But maybe there's a special atmosphere.
Those were sounds from the San Antonio Parade in Lisbon, where the mass wedding is a sideshow to that of teams competing to make the best-looking displays as they parade down the main street of Lisbon. You can see one of the displays pictured on our webpage at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. Why Portugal? I was there meeting my partners in the European Voca 2 project, where we're developing a mentoring course so that disabled people can have mentors supporting them when they're looking for and starting a new job. In this show, I'll be talking to Vladimir about why mentoring might be a good idea in the Czech Republic, and to Nick about the attitude of Greek employers to the disabled. We'll be making our regular visit to Germany, where the discussion about software as a culture of the mind continues. And finally, we couldn't avoid the World Cup, as Portugal was preparing to play their first game of the tournament when we arrived on June the 10th. But first, I talked to Luisa, who works at Elo Social, our hosts for the meeting in Portugal. Elo Social is a very special place, which was set up by the parents of disabled adults who had nowhere to go once compulsory schooling was finished. In the beautiful grounds where we held our meetings, there are sheltered workshops, several different therapeutic services, and residences providing respite care for the families. I wanted to know more about the work of Elo Social. And what exactly do you do at Elo Social?
I'm a monitor.
Ah,
I take care
okay.
of them. Yeah. Yeah.
In all the activities?
I have one classroom with the 9 of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I know I work with them. It's very hard.
Yeah?
Yes. For outside, just you stay there with us. We can teach them small jobs you saw yesterday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So are you more training and teaching, or are you more supervising work?
I'm teaching and I'm supervising. I'll do every single to be.
Yeah. So you go around and do all a lot
no,
of the
no, job? No, no. I just one group.
Yeah.
Portugal was covered in flags when we arrived. It seemed as though every other apartment window was sporting the Portuguese flag. Now, national flags can be a very emotive issue, as we've just seen in the US, where a law banning the burning of the American flag has been narrowly defeated. By contrast, here in Denmark, the national flag is a symbol of warmth and togetherness, and no birthday party or celebration is complete without it. This morning, for example, I came to work here in Denmark to find a little Danish flag on one of my colleagues' desks, so I knew that meant it was his birthday. Back in the UK, the English flag has become a common sight, as against the Union Jack, which stands for the whole of Britain. And to my utter embarrassment, I had no idea what it was when I first saw it, fluttering amid a collection of European flags about 5 years ago. Back in Germany, the discussion was also about flags.
Let us continue our discussion about culture as the software of the mind. And in the studio today, I have Fernando.
Hi.
Who you've already met last time. And Carsten.
Hi there.
who is with us almost all the time. Now, right after we had finished our round table discussion last time, we actually had an important topic that came up about updates as well, because we talked about updates last time. And when we had switched off the microphone, suddenly somebody said, well, this thing about flags in Germany, that seems to be an update. So what is this about? Suddenly we see flags everywhere in the newspapers, on balconies.
Yeah, all the big newspapers are covering it right now, and they all write about flags, and that suddenly flags are being used and being seen everywhere in Germany. And for me it feels a bit strange still to see so many flags, and I'm wondering if it's really just because of the World Cup, or if it's going to stay after that, if it's going to be more normal to see German flags out in the streets, because that hasn't been the case so far, in my opinion.
Well, maybe we have to explain to our listeners why we feel strange about this, because maybe this is probably something which is only true in Germany. In Germany, I can tell you, I'm German, and for the last 43 years, I have not seen German people use a private flag. This is simply a no-no. If you do that, your neighbors probably won't speak to you. But I think this needs to be explained, because in other countries, such as America, for example, this is probably completely normal to have a private flag.
Or even in Spain, it's more common than here. It's not still as common as in the United States, where you can see a flag anywhere. I mean, you can... our new gadget, that is to have a flag on the window of your car, is something absolutely common. I mean, in your everyday life, you can see that in the supermarket, for example, in the States.
There was an interesting article about that recently in a newspaper, where somebody wrote that for the first couple of days, when he saw these little flags on the car window, he didn't even realize what this was, because to Germans this looks like an official diplomatic car. Yeah. If you have a black Mercedes or a dark car with that kind of flag, the only reason it can be there is actually that it is a diplomatic car. I must say I have a lot of trouble with this update. I'm 45 years old. During that time, this has not happened. I still find it very, very difficult to accept that Germans put out a German flag on their balconies. A 1 square meter of German flag is really, for me, very, very difficult to accept.
And I'm sure some Germans consider this not as a cultural update, but as a virus, as a truly something that is spreading and that is absolutely incompatible or wrong with their standards, with their previous standards.
You're right. I'm a little bit like that. I hope this will go away again afterwards.
And that goes along the lines of what Paul has written. Paul has left a comment on our last show, and he has written that there's not only good additions to software, to culture, but also bad additions like viruses, Trojan horses, and malicious software. And the flag theme, the flag thing, kind of reminded me on that. It feels a bit like there's a virus spreading, although I'm not quite sure if it's a bad or a good virus.
Some people try to soften it in Germany. I don't know whether you've seen that, but instead of just putting the German flag out, they put out like 5 different flags out of their window, for example, and the German flag is just one of them. That seems to be people like myself who feel very, very uncomfortable about this. Fernando, I know you've been to America. Mm-hmm. The Americans have a very special relationship to their flags. Can you say a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. I mean, for example, for them, it's a symbol. I consider that it's a symbol of freedom, of their ideas they have in their constitution. So it's not only a symbol of the country, but a symbol of what they think about the country and what they expect about their lives and the future. It's much more. That's why they respect the flag so much.
Right. Okay, we need to come to an end. We'll keep you up to date what happens after the World Championships, whether it will still be allowed to use a German flag or whether we go, in my case, back to normal. And we'll see how this works. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Back in Portugal, there were differing opinions about this mass outbreak of flag waving. Manuela, one of the determined founding mothers of Elo Social, was not at all happy to see the flag being used in such a frivolous and disrespectful manner. Whereas Cristina Costa, a teacher of English at the Naval Academy in Lisbon, had this to say.
There are lots of different flags in Portugal right now, supporting the World Cup and also connecting people. In my opinion, that's what football is all about. Since the Euro 2004, it has become a tradition to have the national flag on the window as a way of supporting the national team. And this time we don't not only have the Portuguese flag, but also other flags representing the people that live in our country. I really like the idea of having the Portuguese and the Brazilian flags on the same window.
Christina makes extensive use of the internet to inject an element of intercultural learning in her classes. And you'll find a link showing some of this work in the show notes on our website. By the way, the music in the background is played by Panteras Negras, the Elo Social rock band, whose drummer is Manuela's son. Back to the Voca 2 project, which is developing a mentoring system to support the disabled into the mainstream labour market. But how much of a challenge will this be in the different European countries? I talked to Nikolaos Floratos about the situation in Greece, as we visited the fairy tale palace in Sintra.
My name is Nicholas Floratos. I'm coming from the organization Isotis that promotes the inclusion, the social inclusion of disabled people. And I am here in order to see how mentoring program can be applied in Greece. Mm-hmm. In that context, we have done some research in Greece regarding a counseling service that will facilitate the inclusion in the employment area of disabled people. The truth is that disabled people, there aren't that many disabled people that actually work in the employment area.
Is that because they don't want to, or is that because they have great barriers against them?
Talking from the scientific point of view, means based on some studies, they say that the majority of them don't want to work because they will lose the social benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But talking from my personal point of view, it is because they haven't been informed about the benefits of working.
Mm.
They haven't been informed of that work is not only money. Work is also to get rid of social stigmatization, social stigma. Work is only to find out more people and work with them. Work is also to improve the self-esteem.
Mm.
So all these things that I have just mentioned and many others haven't been promoted in such a way in order to show to disabled people that work is not only money.
But what about the other side of the coin, which is the Greek employers themselves? Are they positive about employing disabled people?
Well, Greek employers will be positive as soon as disabled people have the training skills. I mean, have the skills in order to fill it. Their position. So the point is not whether the employers are willing to recruit disabled people. Employers want to recruit qualified people.
Okay. So, do you really think it's as simple as that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
But disabled people don't get qualified. So from the other side of the coin, it's not that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that for the moment, that there is a lot of work that has to be done in two axes.
Yeah.
I'm breathing because I'm working.
We're going up a steep slope, yeah.
All right. So there are two things. The first thing is that we need to train disabled people. We need to give them skills. We need to give them qualifications. The other one is that we need to show them that work is not all money.
Yeah.
It's all those things and many others that I have just mentioned. These two challenges are not easy to implement. But if we manage to do that, and this is the scope actually of the shortage, we will have very fruitful results and a big impact.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
After hearing our labored breathing, you won't be surprised to learn that for the wheelchair user in our party, this amazing historical monument was out of bounds, even though there were accessible toilet facilities. Europe is getting there as far as access for the disabled is concerned, but we're not there yet. The Voca 2 project has chosen mentoring as a way of establishing a more level playing field between the disabled person and their advisor. When I talked to Voca 2 partner Vladimir Plesnik I wasn't prepared for his explanation why mentoring would be a good idea in the Czech Republic.
My name is Vladimír. I am from Czech Republic, from small town named Krnov.
And why do you think it would be a good idea to introduce a mentoring for disabled people who are coming into the workplace?
I think that mentoring is useful for Czech people, not only for disabled people, but Czech people in general, because Czech people don't speak about personal problems, about life experiences. We in Czech Republic speak about the weather, about child, about work. We don't share life experiences to each other. And I think that we are not able to communicate more valuable. And mentoring is good tools to help us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that some valuable people are able to communicate, to understand, to share life experiences, but only a few people.
What you're saying is that this could help actually across the whole general population.
Yes. I'm sure about it. We will try organize some training course for mentors.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The people of the Czech Republic have certainly been forced to adopt a huge update in their culture in the past decade and a half. Or was it even a reformatting? Well, that's it for this show. If you have any comments, then please go to our website and have your say. Or you could send us an audio comment to contact@absolutely-intercultural.com. If you're simply a satisfied listener, then why not add your pin to our Frapper map? This is Anne Fox signing off.